Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Off air, Heather was sharing some very detailed plans for how she wants to be
celebrated
when she finally passes away.
For years after she is.
Oh, forever. I mean, as long as the cemetery is still
operational.
Around and Earth is still Earth.
You want people to know.
John, what was she saying?
I said I love cemeteries, right? Like, I love cemeteries.
So odd.
I guess, but I do. So I don't care about the funeral. Do what you will for that. Celebrate or cry or do what you will. Do whatever.
She wants to be buried with that Pix trophy.
That's in there. You know what? That could go right on my headstone, actually. It could be integrated into it. But I want like a bench or a pavilion, I said, where people can come and eat lunch.
Oh, I thought
me.
When you said a pavilion, you wanted a pavilion for people to be able to like have that celebration of life. You want
a pavilion at the cemetery.
At the cemetery?
Yes.
So,
and I want I wish headstones had buttons that you could push and it would spew off everybody's life history. Like, I would love that. So I'd like a ton of information on my headstone and a place people can come and sit and.
Yes.
I just really like cemeteries.
Forever and ever having a bump and shindig.
Sure. Could be throwing a bumping shindig.
You want like a mausoleum. Like,
sure.
Like you want to.
Yeah, with only one person in it. Is Colin allowed in there?
The whole family could be there.
But they all get their stories with the buttons too?
I want everybody's story. I mean, that's what I like about a cemetery. Like, I like going and reading about them when they passed away. Like, and then I'm like, I wonder how this woman died 100 years ago. Like, what?
Stabbed to death.
Tell me about it. Like, I love to. That's, stabbed her? Yeah.
The murderer was never caught.
That's what I want to know.
How often do we update
Like,
these?
Everybody has a story.
Yes.
Right? And I want to hear it all. And that's what I just think cemeteries are beautiful. They're peaceful. And I like learning about a little piece of history. So I want people to learn a lot about me and be able to sit there and just hang out with me when I'm dead.
Great point on Twitch here. This is what used to happen with the pyramids. You want something grandiose.
Like a tomb for yourself?
Yeah, you want a tomb.
I could have a pyramid.
Just gave me a new idea.
The ego
modifying
on this woman
the plan.
Over here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, Colin. Please build me a pyramid.
Start saving now because these are my plans for the afterlife.
That's how we got in the conversation because the Dear John guy said, hey, my dad doesn't want anything
don't worry about it. Save the money. Heather's like, no, save the money because you need to create statues and pyramids and
she
mausoleums.
Actually said, I hope Colin is saving for this now.
Now. Forget He's about their well kids' aware. College fund.
He's well aware. I at least
that there
want
needs
one
to
of those
be
little...
a proper monument to the life.
You want a statue
and
as well
times
with it?
Of Heather Park.
Yeah, well, you know when you go through the cemetery and there's always that tallest one, the
yes,
tallest.
Heather.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe this shouldn't shock us.
Maybe the show should be Heather.
Here lies Bridezilla.
Heather with John and Jim. I mean, the ego on her over
I
here.
I know. Yes.
Anyway, some ticket
renaming
text.
Renaming the show as we go. Yes. So, host of the Heather with John and Jim show.
Sure.
So one of the things was funerals. Another was the distracted driving. Do you tell your wife? I got a text from...
Your wife?
No. That's a good guess, though. And someone on ticket text said you're going to have
some explaining to do?
Firm conversation when you get off the air today. No, it's from Hatchet, David Hull from the afternoon show.
Oh.
He says, so I just heard the Dear John segment, and I recently did the same thing as the distracted driver. A wife eventually found out because what they send in the mail for distracted driving classes, you should just tell her up front.
Oh, you get
that's funny.
Mail from the Secretary of State, info on not being a distracted driver.
Yeah, and someone pointed out, too, your premiums are going to go up, the insurance, you can't hide.
So that's the thing is, like, this would be such a stupid thing to just not fess up to.
Cookies, regardless of how small the lie you tell your wife, lies snowball quickly. It's not worth it. Sincerely, young and divorced.
Oh, well, one thing leads to another.
On what to do with the girl you're dating who doesn't finish her food.
Yeah.
Being ultra hot does not excuse ungratefulness. She can order something less expensive on the menu.
I don't consider that ungrateful for her not finishing a complete meal.
The answer is on the hot, crazy matrix. You'll have to show your work there.
Yeah, I mean, it's level of hotness with level of crazy.
So
with...
is the crazy part that she's not taking it home with her?
Maybe. But I said you could take home her leftovers, to which this person says, no, men don't take home your date's leftovers.
Why not?
Is that a faux pas?
What
is that seen? Heather, looking to you. I don't know. Could people let us know? Is that seen as like a bad thing to do?
No, I mean if my wife, whether you know married or dating, if she ordered something that I thought was yummy, and especially as leftovers, if she didn't finish it, I wouldn't even think twice. Like if they come and say, "Hey, do you want to take the leftovers?" Yeah. And if you don't want it, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't think there's an issue.
I wouldn't see anything wrong with that.
I hadn't heard of that faux pas before.
Here lies Heather. She never washed her feet.
You'd have to take never out. She
usually doesn't.
Every shower wash her feet. Rarely. Yeah. You could put rarely. I would not use the word never.
Heather. Pete in the shower, but never washed her feet. Or rarely.
Wait, what did you just say?
Well, we've had that discussion before.
I missed it, though. You said I peed in the shower?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I have peed in the shower. I don't pee in the shower. There's a difference.
Words matter. John always tells us that. Hey, last couple here. Heather, they have QR codes on headstones now. This is a thing. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This is fabulous. Where?
And it could take you to a link on the story of your life.
That was... I needed to, like, patent this idea.
Too late. You missed it. Shark Tank.
That's what I want. That's all I need.
Well, Colin, good news. That'll save you a lot of money. You just have to keep a web browser going, like a domain for a website.
That is awesome.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I guess...
Wouldn't it be? I mean, I'm just fascinated about people's lives. Like, you read about.
Would you walk the cemetery and just like check in on everybody's
life? Heck yeah.
Life?
I mean, that's what I do. Oh, I did, especially during the pandemic.
Okay, this code. Is so weird.
I looked for baby names at cemeteries. Yeah.
What? You looked? You were trying to steal dead people's names?
Yeah,
obviously.
Because the older names are really, really cool. And you can find real. Yes!
That's how you. Instead of going for a baby book, you went to a cemetery.
I mean, I didn't. Well, yeah, I mean, yes.
She's not taking their social security numbers, John.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, I get that, but that's just I've never heard that concept. I've looked for now 5 baby names, and I never thought I'm gonna go to the cemetery.
You missed out. You could have found Theodore. I'm sure at a cemetery.
Oh, sure.
And Ruby.
Yes.
Those older names. So they're.
Did you get Brooks at the cemetery?
I did not.
Oh, you got it from Shawshank, right? Brooks was
here. Yes, Brooks was here, although he was a murderer. So, well, allegedly. Well,
yeah, allegedly. Yeah.
Some of those people who were buried may have been murderers that you were looking to steal their names.
I never know, but now I can if there's a QR code.
You know, I almost feel like we should keep this conversation rolling. We'll get to the Tigers as well. Wow. We do need to talk about the Guardians in town, but this is quite the bombshell.
Yeah.
QR codes on your tombstone. Do you want them? Are cemeteries peaceful places to pick out baby names?
Heck yes.
Okay. 97.1.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.